I want to thank Marty for posting the Mayim HaKamos. I want to thank Brian for uploading, taking care of the recording, the uploading. We had a chance, Baruch Hashem, looking back 2 weeks ago to appreciate Purim in the context of Pesach, which has last week to appreciate Purim in light of Avraham Avinu, and that idea that Tur quotes from his brother, but the correspondence is Mishal Shavam, Mishlosha Avos. Today is our third chance to appreciate the significance of Pesach, and today we move our attention to the Mitzvah Hayom. From context of Purim, from context of Ravino, let's talk about the Mitzvahs themselves, and what do the Mitzvahs teach us? And here we pick up on page Shin Mem Beis, in the second volume of Sifrei Chaim HaMoedim. Chaim Friedlander looks at Chametz and Matzah. And interestingly, he draws lessons both from Matzah, which perhaps is a little more obvious, although the lessons he's going to draw from Matzah are not so obvious. But he also draws lessons from Chametz. Let's take a look. Here we are on page Shin Mem Beis. Kol Ochel Chametz V'Nechersa HaNefesh Ahim Yisrael Yom Rishon Yom HaShvi. The Torah says, we read it in Parshas HaChodesh, in Parshas Bo, an Isur to eat Chametz and a severe Isur to eat Chametz. Throughout the 7 days of Pesach, an Isur Karas against eating Chametz. And then a couple of Pesukim later, Barishon Barbaas HaYom LaChodesh Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos, a mitzvah to eat Matzah. But you notice that there's an Isur to eat Chametz throughout all of Pesach. That's a low sasei, and there's a mitzvah essay to eat matzah that's specifically the way the Chumash presents it, primarily or entirely the first night, the night of the Seder. And as he closes this first paragraph, Aleinu is bonin mahus hachametz v'amatzah, that we ought to spend time thinking, chewing over, pondering what are chametz and matzah all about, even physically, so that we can more fully understand the yisodos of emunah that flow from it. Because when you think about chametz, one of the most basic things we can say about chametz is, in the next paragraph, chametz hu totzah shel tahalich. Chametz is the result of process. Chimut yitzah, kasher behispat. His patchus ha'nas is a gormim tivim chisonim. As we know, leavening, fermentation, dough rising, is a natural process. It's driven by yeast, being the yeast in the air. You can add yeast to accelerate the process. So there's a natural process that unfolds. Mishnah and Sidemar talk about different stages of the process when the dough begins to change color.
The conference has been muted.
When the dough begins to change color slightly, when it begins to develop cracks, and obviously it grows and grows and the volume increases. And it's the end of the process. Nimsa shahimut mishaveh, bederach tivis, shall see the process, I mean, this is a result of natural causality. Of cause and effect is the hallmark of natural. He says Chametz stands for as we see it. An Olam Hazeh of nature, an Olam Hazeh of mathematics and physics, chemistry, an Olam Hazeh that's driven by causality. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created these physical systems. Kadosh Baruch Hu created these causal systems as a way of Ribono Shel Olam masking his own hand. The processes of cause and effect in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into play serve to make it less obvious that he is, as Chaim Friedlander put it, the Siba Rishona. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the original cause, who's causing everything. So that's Chametz. Chametz is a process. Chametz is causing.
Chametz represents that process. Nothing wrong. Process left its own, if we are left our own devices, natural process will serve to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us.
What's matzah? What's matzah? He says, well, matzah is mitzvah, so shetiyah, so mihiris, hamirvis. We know that matzah try to make as quickly as possible. The point is, the point is that matzah is supposed to look like it was created suddenly. It's processless. It's process-free. It's just, you have the dough, you bake it instantly, bang, suddenly you have it. It says, as going on to page Shin Mem Gimel, the Torah describes, in Parshas Re'eh, Shvasim tochalav matzos lechamoni, Tartos ha'irin matzah, ki b'chipa zon yotzos ha'me'eretz Yitzrayim. Now, one thing significant about that pasuk is the term lechem oni. Maybe we could talk about that some other time, believe it or not. What that means, poor man's bread, but also the bread of conversation. But then, you can go on to say that the significance of matzah is also, ki b'chipa zon yotzos ha'me'eretz Yitzrayim. Matzah symbolizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out in a hurry. What's the significance of in a hurry? Actually, in the Ol Avram article, it's hopefully coming out next week, I suggest that part of Rabbi Gamliel highlights this, that we eat matzah the way we recite from Gamliel at the end of Maggid, that we eat matzah to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out at exactly that moment. We had no time to even let the dough rise. What's the significance of that? So, all of Rav Markov suggests it may have to do with looking at the precision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only, achieves the results that he's looking for, but with precision, exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go out. Now we went out exactly now. So Chai Friedlander has a different, presents a larger picture based on the Maharal. He says, you know what the significance is of the immediacy that we went at exactly this moment? That we were kicked out at that moment, we left Mitzrayim without time to let the dough even rise. He says, not only that we left exactly the moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to leave, he says, but it's the opposite of Chametz in the sense that there's no process. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out bin rega. Hamatzah, coming back to the text here, the top paragraph. Hamatzah melamedos osanu al hanhagas Hashem hayeshiva shmei al teva. The matzah teaches us, speaks to us about, and symbolizes for us, direct hanhagas Hashem. Mei al teva. Supernatural. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not operating through the apparatus of physics and chemistry which he created, but instead is direct, in a direct hands-on way, so to speak, directly impacting us, directly being mashpia, directly taken care of, b'lisi b'mesoved, b'lihem shefmat, without cause and effect, without a stretch of time, duration, process. And so that direct hanhaga of Hashem, that's rare in Olam Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu in general wants Olam Hazeh to proceed within a framework of nature, where he is managing us indirectly, but obviously, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, pulled the curtain aside at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Bitui Baru, the Chipazon, which we left. That was a Gilui Hayi, what Rav Chaim Friedlander refers to elsewhere as a Gilui Hayichad. It was temporarily very, very clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the sole power in the universe. He made that very obvious. And there was no, it wasn't working through nature in a way that makes Hashem an obvious. He was directly, it was clear that he was running the show. Umisham is bonev and ilmad, shetam Hashem is brahu amadego sanu. From Yitzias, from the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always the one who's running the show. Al sheish masach ha-mastirdos. Usually there's a mask that hides that reality. It's still true, we just usually can't see it. It's usually a mask, but a mask being tava. That mask being nature. And he goes on to point out that this notion of looking at matzah as something that's created suddenly versus chametz, which is something that's created through process over a period of time, that reflects the suddenness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which reflects the Kadosh Baruch Hu's total control of the universe. Yisodos Eilu Mekorim B'Tivei Maharal. These ideas are rooted in the Maral. Maral writes in Gvuras Hashem, Ki Masha Hayu Yotzin, Dechipazim, B'liam Shechman. Why? What was the idea of Klal Yisrael leaving suddenly? Moret, She Yotzub, Madrego, V'Malal Yon. That showed this was a very high level. Apoal Shabba Misham Nasib Lizman. It was done without any extent of time. It just happened in the moment. Lo kemo dom hativim. Unlike natural processes, shakal tulasim hem shazman. Natural processes take time. This was vulasim shalabutem. This was entirely easy. This time was supernatural. That's why it's chipazon lozman. And again, it goes on to point out the next paragraph, quoting from the Maral. Daki efshe sheitzu yisam in ashibu kima de kadosh baruch hu bi'atzma. Class one was taken by Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, as opposed to mitzad mazal, as opposed to the processes of history, the processes, natural processes that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up. No, in this case it was direct. It goes on to say, "Masika wa yatsuk madrega sheish bazman, akvedrega sheim bazman." It would have been natural historical evolution, of a natural physical chemical process that would be processed, that would take part. Because it was entirely supernatural, because it was Gili Hayichu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu being overt about the fact that he's running the show. So that's what is Madrega She'en Bazman, was at a level where there's no time needed. And he goes on to say, that's why Chametz is us, Havayaso Nasa Bazman. Chametz is created through time. Chametz is created through process. So as we turn to the next paragraph, he says, let's consider this. And let's add a twist. Kaloma Halimud, here we are in the central paragraph, page Shin Mem Gimel. The paragraph begins with the word Kaloma. Halimud me'isra chametz mitzvah matzah. What do we learn from the prohibition against chametz and the requirement to eat matzah? V'hisponein ula hakir. To ruminate over the following and to come to realize. Should the MS in another Sateva Munagas the Ofrats Maya Bibria? Nature does not work independently. It's not working on its own. Kala Nasu, the Hakohu Pulas Hashemisbach. Often it's all powered by Kurdish Baruch. Come on, Shish Dagos, Rabbisbach Karazos, Adlas, Agasta, Bashkimus. There are, of course, says Ramchal, this is an important next step, that this isn't binary. It's not either you recognize it or you don't recognize it. There are different levels. We are human, and we actually, ironically, will undergo process in deepening our recognition of this reality, deepening our recognition of the reality of Yichud Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is a soul power who is energizing the entire universe. Reishis HaHakara, writes Rav Chaim Friedlander, the beginning of this coming to this recognition is his bonus Yisrachil of Chametz. Is to think about the Yisr of Yin Chametz. What does that symbolize? Hanagas HaTeva, HaMastir Hashem Yisbarach, Shachal Menem. The usual natural order of things, which serves to hide and mask HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us. It makes it easy to forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu is really running the show. Ne'asara Aleinu La'achol Pesach. We're not supposed to eat Chametz at Pesach. Kadesh Nashrish B'libei Hashem Achshav Hashem Chametz Nalei B'Teva B'Yad Hashem. That is Tzula. The Chametz thinking is wrong. To think that life is just process and there's nothing behind the process, no Kadosh Baruch Hu driving the process, that's wrong. And to symbolize that, we don't eat Chametz for the course of Pesach. And then, the more complete awareness, that's step one. Step two, the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah, that tells us about the Anhaganesis. That tells us about the miraculous Hanhag where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely obviously running the show. Then he goes on to say that if, with a little bit of a twist, if the Isra of Chametz is for us to more fully understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there even when he's inobvious, Matzah is for us to think about Nisim Galuyim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is obvious, like at Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he closes by suggesting that we could say perhaps based on the famous Ramban, the end of Bo, that we can make sense of why Chametz and Matzah don't cover the same amount of time. Take a look at the Baal Mishnah Gimel. Fi ha'amur yesh lahavin madua chiva tor lecha matzah right by Elarishon. Why is it Matzah is a one-night mitzvah, but Chametz is a seven-day avera? L'shnei matara zeha. they have the same goal. To strengthen within us the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show. So why is it that why don't we have a chiyuv to eat matzah all 7 days? Or why don't we have an Easter to eat chametz just one night? Why is chametz more expansive in time than matzah? So he suggests on the last page that matzah represents the Nisim Gluim of Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the suddenness, again, Maral said, the suddenness, the fact that there was no time lapse, no time lag, but just all of a sudden Yetzias Mitzrayim, that again speaks to the fact that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was Me'al L'Tev, that was supernatural, it was Nisim Gluim. Chametz is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature. So perhaps, and let me end, you working with the same ingredients that Chaim Friedman is working, but perhaps put them together slightly differently. The Ramban writes in the Parshas Bo that the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the goal of Klal Yisrael witnessing it and seeking to remember the Nisim Geluyim, the open miracles, is to come to the even greater spiritual level of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the greater spiritual accomplishment, I should say, the greater spiritual accomplishment of being able to see and notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that he's running the show, even when he's in obvious. And the Ramban writes famously at the very last piece in Parshas Bo, says that once you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisim Gluyim, you can then train yourself to notice him even when he's in obvious and he's in the storm, and that's an even greater accomplishment. To be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that he's a part of our lives in the everyday, even when he's in obvious. We begin with matzah, we continue with the Yisr Chametz. We catalyze our Pesach by beginning Leil HaSeder, by memorializing Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is captured by matzah, by the suddenness. He quoted from the Aral that speaks to the supernatural Nisim Gluyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu being obvious, Birur HaYichud, Gilui HaYichud, the original Leil Pesach of Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ani V'lo Ma'ach, Ali V'lo Sarif. He was out there. We could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu was around the world. Those moments when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pulled the curtain aside and made it clear that he's running the show. We continue for the balance of Pesach without a mitzvah Achilas Matzah, but still dealing with chametz. And the issue of chametz is for us to recognize that when the right versus the wrong way to look at everyday life, the right, the accurate versus inaccurate way of understanding teva, to see most of our lives are teva, perhaps all of our lives are teva. We don't live in a time of Nisim Gluyim. The recognition of matzah can lead to the recognition of chametz rejection. The recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim Gluyim, which is symbolized by the matzah, can, with which we begin our Pesach, can lead to the day in, day out, knowing that even when life is progressing naturally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving that process, to reject the chametz perspective. That perhaps is why we begin Pesach with the mitzvah of matzah, but all 7 days we're dealing with the issur chametz, because all 7 days we're trying to do the work. The avodah of Pesach, of thinking as Ramban writes, how can we take the awareness and the memory of Nisim Gluyim and use it to transform the way in which you look at everyday life? And that is a message of the 7 days of issur chametz. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And Mitzvah, I'll see you over the next couple of days, Rosh Hashanah, and we will have our final pre-Pesach shir in a week. Thank you so much. I'm glad to speak to you.